My name is Paul Rodenberg. This is an experiment. I recorded this by myself without an audience. This has been entirely improvised and then cut. You probably shouldn't listen to it. You know? Don't listen.
You know what I fucking hate? I hate lots of things. You're like, of course I know all the things you hate, Paul. I stood around all day in my diary and writing them. Oh, I wonder what he hates today. I hope it's broccoli, because I fucking hate broccoli. Well, dude, you gotta settle down a little bit. Oh my god, broccoli killed my family! I am sorry to hear that. Broccoli isn't that good. And you're like, yes, I've been waiting for that all day.
You know, I hate to admit it, but sometimes I'm a little slow. And by sometimes, I mean always. Ladies, do you like it slow? They're like, yeah, but not mentally. That's less sexy. I'm like, I don't understand. I just imagine me naked on the other end of the bed yelling that. They're like, it's really simple. You put this in that. I'm like, no, what if it doesn't come back? I don't know what's in there. What if there's a badger up in there? People say something about beavers. There might be woodland creatures in there. Oh. So once upon a time, I was dating this chick. You're like, oh, once upon a time, it's a fairy tale. Shut up, I dated people. It's real. A woman touched my dick once. It wasn't me in a wig. Oh, I'm so beautiful. Oh, thank you. Not at all. That only happened once. I mean, it never happened. So I'm a little slow, and I'm dating this chick, and it's late at night, and she, like, messages me. She texts me, and she's like, hey, what you doing? I'm like, nothing. She's like, you want to, like, hang out? I'm like, maybe. She's like, you know, we could go to Denny's, or you could come back to my place and hang out. I'm like, yeah, let's go to Denny's. That'd be cool. She's like, are you sure? And so she picked me up. And she's like, so, you want to go to Denny's or you want to go back to my place? I'm like, let's go to Denny's. I'm going to get a hamburger. So we go to Denny's and I'm like, I want a hamburger. She didn't get like any food. Like at some point I should have gotten what she was trying to get me to do. Go back to her place for sexy fun times. And the truth is I didn't realize the truth until after I got home. So we hung out and then eventually I went home and then like I'm walking in the door and then I realized, oh, she didn't just want to watch me eat a hamburger. As sexy and cool as that is, she wanted, But I do have to admit, in my defense, it was a good hamburger. I remember that fucking hamburger. I don't know if I would have remembered if I went down on her. I went down to the fuck on that hamburger. I was like, ah, oh, I'm so meaty and good. Next time I go down on a woman, I'm going to be like that too. So meaty and good. What did you say? Did you call me fat? No, I just said you were meaty and good. Let me put some ketchup on that. Oh, that's gross. Oh, gross. I'm like, look, you had a period. She's like, that was a ketchup bottle. Why'd you bring one in here? I'm like, isn't food and sex fun? Ketchup would not be like sex and food fun. I honestly don't get mixing sex with food. You know, once you try fucking an apple, it's just not that good. When it comes to women, I'm slow. I remember this one beautiful, beautiful, talented chick. And one day she's like, so, what do you like best? Do you like, breasts or do you like butts? And I'm like, I don't know, whatever. They're both cool. And she's like, because I got a really nice butt. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then months later, I'm like, oh my God, that chick was hitting on me. You know, it's one of those things I'm just, like, eating a hamburger again. I'm like, oh, no, you blew it, dumbass. My brain doesn't quite catch up with what's going on. And that's why I date whores. Because a whore will come up and say, hey, put your dick in my vagina hole. And I'm like, that's hot talk, I understand. That's my sexy bedroom voice. Hey, baby, I like it when your clothes come off. That's nice, I like that flappy part. Can I touch that? Oh, yeah. Women go wet, get wet over that. It's like fucking Niagara Falls in their pants. And she's like, no, I'm using the bathroom. Get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, oh, yeah. There are some, believe it or not, disadvantages to dating a whore, though. Like, gaping vag. You know what? That should be on my band name. That wouldn't be so bad. Hey, did you see the gaping vag last night? Dude, I see the gaping vag every night. I'm married to a whore. And whores aren't exactly the most trustworthy people in life. I've been cheated on by a couple of different whore lovely ladies a couple of different times. That's always fun. You're like, really? No, it's not fun. It's crushingly bitter. It makes you sad. It makes you not be able to trust anybody. So later on when you date somebody, you know, and like they go to text, you're like, what are you doing? You're fucking someone else, aren't you? They're like, what? No. I saw it. Those 3 seconds I wasn't looking, a midget climbed up your pants, didn't they? They got right up in there. No. Can I get up in your pants? I don't know you, mister. You shouldn't even be on this playground. And that's why I'm not allowed to go to the park anymore. Fucking little whores. Speaking of whores in language, it always kind of struck me as hypocritical, you know? When you run into a whore and you use the word fuck in front of her, she's like, oh, please don't use that kind of language, I don't like that. Oh, excuse me, princess, apparently you can't handle the word fuck, but you have no problem fucking everybody in town. So back in, like, the Puritan olden days, they'd make you wear, like, a letter for that kind of behavior, not for saying the word fuck. There's a big old F, baby, because I like to fuck. And they're like, because you fart a lot? That happens too. Fart, pff, fart, pff. So that's why no one likes sex with me. They're like, why do you keep yelling fart when we fuck? I'm like, isn't that, oh, fart, yes. It's like when you watch a movie and they do a bad job dubbing it. Fart you, man. You killed my whole family. Fart you. But back in the old days, you know, people would wear, like, a scarlet letter. Not out of choice, but they forced them to. Society would be, like, a big old A. Like, that person's an adulterer. They're gonna fuck your family up. Maybe they should still do that. Like, a big old W. Wouldn't that save all of us time? If you walked up and you're like, whoa, that person's wearing a big red W, you'd be like, no, I'm gonna avoid the heartache and the time waste and the possible gonorrhea. See, back in the old days, society looked out for you. Okay, maybe they'd still burn you as a witch, but they were looking out for the rest of society. You might turn someone into a newt. They didn't know. You know, like, if they still did the scarlet letter thing, though, they'd have to put a big old C on me. Not for cunt. If you were thinking cunt, go fuck yourself. A big old C for cuddler. Yeah, baby, I'm guilty of wanting to cuddle the shit out of your boobs. Oh, well, not literally the shit. That's kind of gross, you know? I don't want to get all romantic, have her laying on me and be like, oh yeah, baby, this movie's good. Go to kiss her and then be like, oh god, what do I smell? What is that smell? Did somebody poop themselves? And she's like, oh baby, you just cuddled the shit out of me. And she gets up and walks away and there's a big old poop stain on her britches. I'm like, ew. That was some good talking right there. Poop stain in her britches. Us West Virginia folk love them talking. Nobody uses the word britches anymore. Britches for bitches is what I say. That's gonna be my new charity. Help women get pants. Britches for bitches. She's like, I'm poor, I need some pants. Here's some britches, bitch. They're like, this is not an appropriate charity at all. Now take them off. You know, on second thought, I don't need a C for cuddler. I need an EC for extreme cuddler. And by that, like, I assume we're gonna be, like, skiing down a mountain. Let me fucking cuddle you! That's how I do it anyway. Would you like to watch a movie? Like, I'm not subtle. I'm like blitzkrieging through France. Like, let me hold you tight. Ah! I was in bed with a lady once, and I wanted to cuddle, and she moved away, and I should have taken the hint, but I was like, fuck it. There's enough bed. I can catch her. That's the point. She's like, get off of me. Oh, yeah, Paul. You're cuddling real good.